Computer hacking has hit Major League Baseball. The FBI is investigating several employees of the St. Louis Cardinals in connection with the hacking of the Houston Astros. Cardinals owner Bill DeWitt Jr. has blamed the breach on, quote, roguish behavior within his organization and promised that those responsible will be held accountable. Roguish might not cut it with the criminal justice system. We'll talk more about the biggest scandal to hit the sports world since the arrest of more than a dozen FIFA officials in this week's edition of Three Stories You Should Know, our weekly discussion of the sports news you may or may not have missed. I'm joined this week by NFL Network correspondent Andrea Kramer and sports writer Eric Malinowski. Welcome to you both.
Hello, Bill.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
And Andrea, you're up first.
Well, I want to actually talk about this hacking scandal, but can the three of us just agree on one thing? Can we please not attach the word gate to this?
You got my vote.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Are we cool? Can that be the groundwork? All right. Are you cool with that, Eric?
You have my solemn prompts.
Two things come to mind for me here. How is the new baseball commissioner going to handle this? Harken back to Adam Silver, who was hired in February of 2014 and a mere 2 months later had a major crisis when he had the Donald Sterling situation, the TMZ released recording. 2 months later, basically Silver bans him from the game. A huge decision. Rob Manfred, new commissioner succeeding Bud Selig. He has this hacking scandal. And he is going to have to deal with it ultimately after the feds probably put some people in jail. And bottom line, guys, how strange is it that these commissioners have to basically discipline the men they technically work for, the owners of these teams?
Yeah, I wonder if this is going to be this much of a test for Commissioner Manfred, really, because the FBI is involved. How many people are going to care what the commissioner says after the FBI comes down with their judgment and the criminal justice system gets involved? And plus, they put it up on the internet. I mean, this was obviously an attempt to embarrass the general manager, not an attempt to enhance the ability of the Cardinals to play great baseball. Otherwise, they would have kept it secret.
And of course, the other issue is the gentleman who left, remember, the Cardinals, Jeff Lunau, left in 2011. He went to the Astros, and he has talked about how he was allowed to take, quote, residual intellectual property with him when he went, which is supposed to be what's in his head.
I was going to say, that's his memory.
I mean, if you're going to leave a job, you're going to leave what you learned, and you're going to bring what you learned with you to the next one. So.
Eric, has this got you on pins and needles?
I can't believe they didn't do the whole Men in Black memory erasure thing during his exit interview.
That would have been very cool.
You know, on some level, I can't help but wonder if this isn't a blessing in disguise for Rob Manfred, because I remember everybody was talking about Adam Silver after the Donald Sterling thing came out, and he had a bunch of little things on his plate. But because he was able to handle the Donald Sterling incident in the end with such authority and almost universal praise, Manfred is sort of facing the same thing. But I think on some level, if he can take this scandal and he can nail it in such a way that the public universally approves of what he's done, that's going to give him a lot of cachet going forward as he tries to deal with some of these other things, these other wrinkles that he's trying to iron out.
By the way, and Eric mentioned blessing in disguise. You know who I really think this is a blessing in disguise for? The NFL and the Patriots and Tom Brady. Because Brady's got his hearing next week on Deflategate, so there's some other scandal in sports we can talk about.
Eric, let's move on to your story. What have you got for us?
So voting is underway right now for the 2015 Major League Baseball All-Star Game in Cincinnati. And as it stands right now, the American League champion, Kansas City Royals, if voting ended today, they would be sending 8 starters to the All-Star game. They have the best record in the American League. So obviously there's a lot of excitement around the team. However, some of the selections are a little bit peculiar, most notable being second baseman Omar Infante, who is currently batting .228. And by some advanced metrics, is perhaps the worst offensive player in the American League, and perhaps baseball itself. Major League Baseball, for its part, says that there's nothing especially insidious going on here, that they regularly throw out blocks of votes. I think they said they threw out some 65 million votes out of the 390 million that have been cast so far. But, you know, the Major League Baseball All-Star Game is not an exhibition the way it used to be. Home field advantage in the World Series now hinges on whoever wins this game.
As far as I'm concerned, this is how the commissioner could establish that he's a heck of a good commissioner, at least a better one than Bud Selig. Can the idea that home field advantage in the World Series depends on the All-Star break? It's an exhibition. It's always been an exhibition. Beyond that, if you're going to have the fans vote, you got exactly what you asked for.
What's going on in Missouri? can we just say that? What's happening in Missouri? But look, All-Star games are just these ridiculous exhibitions. I mean, look, the worst, I think, is the Pro Bowl.
Absolutely. I gotta agree with you there.
Yeah, there's nothing. I kind of like that they are actually playing for something and that the All-Star game matters.
I have one more theory as far as this goes.
Ooh, let's hear.
The Kansas City metropolitan area is one of very few in the country that has access to Google Fiber, which is the ultra high speed internet network. The only two metro areas that have a baseball team and Google Fiber is Atlanta, which is historically, not the most rabid fan base, with their history of not selling out playoff games and whatnot. And the other one is Kansas City. So I think when you add it all up with the excitement of a pennant and the best record in the league, and the fact that they have the fastest internet service perhaps in the entire country, and you have a system that's not going to verify email addresses, maybe it was all destined to happen this year. Maybe we should have seen it coming.
Kudos to Eric. He's such a millennial, huh?
Yeah, I'll say. I don't even know what he's doing. I completely tuned out. I had no idea what he was talking about.
I just want that internet service.
All right, it's time for me to get on to the third of our stories, and my story involves the curse of great potential. The U.S. women's soccer team may be feeling it right now. They finished at the top of their group, allegedly the group of death. They gave up one goal in three games, and no matter, The Guardian commented, USA's attacking prowess isn't what it used to be. And Mashable summarized the U.S. team's performance with one word, meh. So, if they hadn't been laboring under the curse of great potential, wouldn't soccer fans be happier with how well the U.S. team came out of the group stage, won it, and is moving along?
Throw out the style points. Forget about it. Did you win the game? Is that the goal? Is the goal to win the game? In 2011, they did not win that last game against Japan. And so I understand the pressure, but the idea that they have to win by a certain amount or a certain way, I just think is just ridiculous.
Eric?
I do think that there's a little bit of, as you alluded to, Bill, a little bit of psychology at play here. At the same time, I was on my couch when Abby Wambach scored the goal against Nigeria. And I was screaming. I was going nuts. This is a heck of a team. They're ranked number two by FIFA in the world. Just enjoy the play and enjoy the ride as long as it lasts.
My guests for the three stories you should know have been the NFL Network's Andrea Kramer and sports writer Eric Malinowski. Thank you to both of you.
Such a pleasure talking to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill.